You now tuned into Tommy and
Grace.
Wow, that was a very nice introduction.
Thank you.
So seductive.
No, it wasn't.
So, this week's subject is being disrespectful in online social media.
Liking certain pictures.
Liking. So, fellas, you know, from time to time, we may get caught liking certain images that our wives or our girlfriends may not deem appropriate. But let's talk about it.
Let's talk.
I'm into fashion, food, hip hop. Just, you know, I love life itself, and I think I find beauty in so many different things.
Right.
So let's see. You know, I have my Pinterest account, and I always see fly dresses, shoes, jewelry. And it could be something that's just so beautiful that I just want to admire it. At what point?
Okay, Thomas, stop the fluffy stuff.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about the turned around ass shots with...
But I'm not that type of a guy. I don't like those images. Not saying I do not like them. I'm being honest. Not saying I don't like to look at them, but I'm not online clicking on likes of ass shots.
Well, I would think that that would be disrespectful.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that are on your Instagram timeline.
It's a difference
between it being on your timeline and you seeing it, and you looking at it, and then scroll past it.
But to like it,
you are getting turned up too quick. You're getting defensive.
I am not.
You are. The peak levels on this recording just hit through the roof because you like don't be talking about your timeline. You're rubbing your hands like your palms getting sweaty. Let's talk about your timeline.
Let's talk about it.
Now, you're into fitness.
Yes.
And you follow certain fitness instructors, right?
Right.
Mostly men.
No, it's not mostly men. It's men and women.
Oh, okay. But the ratio, the majority is men. However, point being, if you consider it disrespectful to like an ass shot, wouldn't it equally be disrespectful to like an image of a man with a shirt off? Or in tight fitting clothing that's showing all his jewelry?
It would. And that's why I don't like those photos.
Oh, but you just follow the images so you can see it, but you ain't got to like
it. No, I follow fitness.
Oh, you follow fitness. And if they just so happen to take their shirt off and show it, then that's okay.
I'm scrolling through the timeline.
Oh, so you saying it because that's your discreet way of
looking
at things that make...
But
in all honesty, first of all, like...
Everyone looks. We're not saying that you're not supposed to look. We're saying that you shouldn't be liking those type of photos. That's what I'm saying.
So if you're walking down the street and you see a person, and you see a person, right? That male or female that, let me rephrase that. If I see a woman that that appears to be attractive, and if I look at her, I'm being disrespectful?
I didn't say... Looking, we're talking about liking, hitting the like button on Instagram.
So I'm having some difficulty in understanding the difference
Facebook.
In hitting that like button or actually looking. Because if you think about it, looking to begin with, if you're looking with the look of lust in your eyes, like, oh yeah, I want to hit that, that's being disrespectful.
And that is being disrespectful.
But, again, going back to the fashion thing, not even as a cover-up, if you see a woman that's dressed flawlessly, and you see, because a lot of times, you know, some women, they don't carry themselves like ladies. They just want to be, you know, the freak shit that they see on reality shows. Absolutely. But when you see it, you'd be like, you know what? Her dress was fly. Those shoes was fly. Right? Even if it's form-fitting, the outfit put together is well put together.
Yeah.
I'm still having some difficulty. Is it because when you hit the like button, other people can see that your spouse has liked a particular image and you're worried about what other people may think.
I'm not worried about what anyone thinks.
So what difference would it make? If you're secure with me and I'm secure with you, if you like someone else's photo, is it because it's leading on a conversation?
Or what is it exactly? You know, if the person is dressed nicely and you think that they attire is up to par that you shouldn't hit like, I'm talking about the freaky photos. You know what I'm talking about.
But my question is, why are you focusing only on the freaky photos? Like putting it out there. Have you seen me liking freaky photos? Have you caught me looking at freaky photos? No,
we're not just
photos?
Talking about you. Well, yeah, this is between you and I. But
so your point is?
My point is, no, you do not like those type of photos.
Why? No, why should I not press like on a booty picture if it's a nice booty?
Because I feel it's disrespectful. In every relationship, you have your rules and how this person feel and how that person feel. In our relationship,
our marriage,
it's a no-fly zone.
I have no problem. I have no problem with that. But
it may work up, in another relationship.
But you bring up a good point. It all depends on the relationship. And I could tell, like, for some reason, this got you so amped. And I don't even know why, because I'm
that
not
That is
even,
not true. I'm just talking to you.
You can hear you banging on the table.
I'm now. Not banging on the table.
Jeez.
So, my arm hit the table.
Point being, every relationship should have its boundaries. And yes. in those boundaries, if there are certain things that go on online that you've clearly laid out that, right. You know, you or I don't like, then we shouldn't be doing that.
That's right.
Very well put. You rolling your eyes and giving me the business. I wish I could, like, you know, show everybody your look right now.
Really?
Really.
So everyone should go to their significant other and talk about what's
in a no-fly zone?
Yeah, what's in a no-fly zone?
Oh, like another booty pictures in a no-fly zone?
Listen, people can do whatever they want to do.
Oh, this is between you and I. Got you. Okay. So, until next week, light out.